This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Geek Squad Client Care. Valerie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Valerie? My name is Tara. I'm giving a call from XPO. I have an FMS number for you.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Hold on. Let me go back to my screen. Clear it off. Okay. I'm ready for the FMS.
You're fine.
Thank you.
All right, it's 760-458-10.
Okay, thank you. 1 second, please.
No problem.
Okay, can you please verify client's name and delivery address, please?
All right, we have Michelle Pearson. We have 8805 Badger Road.
Yep. In Blanchardville, Wisconsin. Okay, and this is for, let's see, well, yes, it's a return exchange. Yesterday I see the return schedule. Today I see the delivery of the new unit with the install in Holloway.
Mm-hmm.
How can I assist you with this?
All right, so the tech advised me that the store didn't have the dishwasher, so it was had to be rescheduled.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, the store. This client been made aware. Did they pick up the return unit already?
I'm not for sure, man. I don't think so, because I don't think he made it to the customer home. I don't think he went to the customer home at all. So I don't think he had it, because he said he just went to the store. They had two different stores on this order to go to. They picked up all the ones for that one, and then they tried to go to another one regarding this order, and they didn't have it. So he just called and advised me that.
It's so late already. They're working so late. Let me call the client. Not 9 o'clock yet, is it? I always have to have my phone handy to input the city and state.
Right.
I have to put time. And Blatcher, wow, long name too. Blatcherville, Wisconsin. Okay, yeah, it came up the weather, but not to dark. Finish spelling it. So we can't call after 9. I know that. So let's contact go. Time. So it's 8:34. Let me call them. They're gonna be mad, I bet. Cause it's so late. Oh darn. And well, the store would be closed, don't we? I think we closed at 7. So did he really go to the store?
Unless he's just calling late.
Yeah, I mean, let me check that store. He went to store 208, correct? I'm pretty sure. Store's closed at 7 now. Yep. It closes at 7. So, I mean, it's 8:35. Maybe that's why he's saying they don't have it, because he got there too late.
Well, at first he said they were searching for it, and then they sat there, and then the manager of the store told them they didn't have it.
Okay. Well, because it says delivery pick, so let me see. Yeah, it showed it got there on the 21st. All right, let me reach out to the client. Either way, he's not going to be there today to install it, so let me reach out to her so she's aware of it. Hold
yes,
on,
ma'am.
Please. All right, thank you. Wish me luck. All
yes,
right,
ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Thank you. mad. I'm going to give her a $100 gift card. I'm going to send it out right now. She's like, okay. Oh, no. But the team marked the pickup incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
So will they still be picking it up, completing the return pickup? Because it needs to be picked up.
Right.
I scheduled her for Thursday the 3rd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Will your technicians honor that time frame for her?
Well, they'll have to. If you request it, they'll put in the system and see if they can do it for that time frame.
Yeah, early, because look at what happened today.
Right.
You know, and then she was scheduled yesterday, but I guess there was that ice storm, she said, so nobody could be on the roads. But whoever had the order yesterday, they completed that return pickup line in air. And it was assigned to you guys. It's showing XPO JNW installations was assigned to it yesterday and today. Okay. We have over 187 of the dishwashers at our warehouse. That's at our warehouse. It's being shipped from the warehouse to the store. So, but it showed in our system they received it on the 20th. Hold on, let me go in. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to have to send an, I'm gonna send an email to the store, and I'll let them know, like, hey, tech said he went to the store, he didn't have the product.
Right.
I rescheduled. Like, it's a $1,000 dishwasher. So, it's showing me it arrived at the store on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
It shipped on the 19th and arrived there on the 21st to the store. So it took 2 days to get there. And it showed on the 21st. I'm going to add inventory.
Right. They might need to search it again, because at first he said that they was going to go look for it. And he said they sat there for a while, couldn't find it. And then that's when the supervisor told him, oh, it's not at the store. So it kind of sounded, you know, like maybe they just couldn't find it, or maybe they placed it in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
I had experience at a warehouse before. Not that long, though. But
Dishwasher. But we do close. I mean, they should know our schedule. I mean, if they're running this late, I'll tell you our store hours. This store is West Madison, Wisconsin. When I click on it, Sunday through Wednesday, we're only open till 7. Actually, Thursday. Right. We're open till 7, Sunday through Thursday. Only on Friday and Saturday are we open to 8. So I hope they're aware of the time. And it could be, too, the store maybe had it ready, and then, I don't know, it was approaching 7, and I don't know. I can't say what happened to it. That's just, let me look in our other system for this. They can tell me how many they have, but I'm sure it's something they wouldn't carry, because if we did request it from the actual warehouse. I'm sure we don't have any there. But if you could stay on the line, stop to do these notes. I still have to issue her $100 gift card. Yeah, I just was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'll give you $100 gift card for this.
Right.
And then she was a lot better after that. She's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
because I do feel bad for her. She's like, I have, like, we're a family of 5. I'm tired of washing dishes. So I'm trying to look at our system super slow. Let me finish my notes. XPO contact department state the tech stated he went to the store to pick up the dishwasher, and the unit was not there. They state the store couldn't find it. Unit was stripped from... Where is it coming from again? Sorry. Our Wisconsin DDC 9037. Whoa, 9037? That's far. It came from Chicago. Mm. We're getting this from Chicago. So who knows? Maybe it arrived but was so damaged. It's coming far.
Yeah.
Right?
I hope it's not damaged, though, because she's already getting an exchange. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's getting an exchange. But I'm thinking her unit probably doesn't work because she would still be using it.
Right.
Yeah, so we have a 187. I'm going to put that in the email, too. Let's see. They stated the store couldn't find it. Unit was shipped from 9037 to store. Store number, did I say that one? 208. 208. Unit was shipped on 219. From 972 store 28. Store 28. Unit arrived at store arrived on 22. RSS shows we have 187 new in-box units at 9037. You wouldn't believe how fast. One time we had 47 dishwashers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, less than a week, we're down to like three. It wasn't even a whole week. It was like Sunday that I tracked, and it was Thursday. And I was like, oh, my God, on Sunday, it showed we had the stock. And something was wrong with the order. So when we don't have stock, it's not like we can cancel and recreate an order. Like say our order's broken, it's not scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no stock, we can't cancel the order because once we cancel it, it releases that unit that's reserved for that order. It releases it to the next person and like automatically. So a lot of times it's like, no, we're having issues. We have to do it. We request the manual for them to release it from the warehouse manually. So RSS shows we have units at 937. I rescheduled the order to next available date, which was 3. What did I reschedule her to? Do you see it in your system yet that she's rescheduled with you guys?
Let me see here.
7 a.m. to 1 p.m. time frame.
For March 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Very disappointed. This was the second time the unit... She said this was the second time the unit wasn't available. Available. She was scheduled yesterday for 9037, but due to an ice storm, the order was rescheduled to today. So the return section on the order, can you make note of it that the team that goes there to deliver that dishwasher, this is a return order?
Mm-hmm.
That they need to bring it back to the store?
Right.
Yeah, just so they're aware because I don't know who marked it incomplete. Let's see who did it. I can tell you who did it right now.
Yeah, I can't see that much in the system. It just shows me the status of the dishwasher in the hallway. It shows open.
Yeah, it says emergency natural disaster. It was rescheduled. That's what you guys put in your system yesterday. Natural disaster. Yeah, she still has that unit. I asked her, so the return unit, and she goes, no. Like, okay. Yeah, schedule. Force complete, reason, SKU status, 63981. Why did they force complete it? So if you could just let them know, yeah, definitely we need to have that picked up. I'll put the return lines on the order were completed in error. For today. All right, let me go ahead and give you your briefcase ID. I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep you on the phone.
Can you spell out your name for me?
It's Valerie.
Okay, so we have Valerie.
It's V for Valerie.
Oh, V. I'm so sorry, Miss Valerie.
No, you're okay. You're
we
okay.
Both get into the end. I should have getting a little sleepy. You said Valerie.
Yes, and I have your case ID. It's going to be 281. We're almost done for the night. Yay.
Right.
Go home. So 281-877-964 is the briefcase ID.
Okay, so we have 281-877-964.
Yep, that's it.
All righty, Miss Valerie. Well, thank you so much for assisting me here at XPO. And you have a wonderful night, and you be safe, okay?
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Thank you for calling. Go try and care. Bye.